top of the episode to you, and welcome, Joshua, to...
Top of the episode to you.
Experience Jared's Pokemon Podcast, starring me, Tantascorch.
Centascorch?
Centascorch is correct.
Nice.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Fimpy Dimp.
Fimpy Dimp is one of my favorites, like, immediately. Fimpy Dimp.
A.K.A. Joshua Fjellsted, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Galar region.
Thanks for having me.
We're back where we started from. Moto Stoke City. Or we're headed there, I should say. Don't let me get ahead of myself.
Yeah, we have to have a lack of a fancy dinner at a seafood restaurant. I was told I would get.
Oh, yeah. And you've already got sort of a bone to pick with Rose, right?
Oh, yeah.
So several this was bones, probably a pretty tense say. Dinner.
And the even more bones after this leg, actually.
Yeah. What's your guys' beef again? He's just like a competing... It seems like he's in an entirely different field.
He's the incumbent industrialist, and I'm trying to open up the field with some competition.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
In the free market. Yeah.
He just seemed to be courting Drew England for some reason, you know? I don't know. Like, Drew England came to...
I don't know why he'd be interested in you. I mean, we needed to have, like, a business sit-down.
Drew England came to the Galar region to sort of, like, you know, leave an imprint. He was like, I'm going to come here. I'm going to stress the importance of the New England region of the United States to these people and
right.
these Pokemon.
Many people were clamoring for that.
And in a way, it's like the Galar region has really, like, stressed the importance of the Galar region to Drew England. He's really moved. I think Rose really had something to do with that. Rose, like...
starting to feel an affinity toward Old England? I mean, what would it be?
The Galar
region. Dold? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's...
It's just there's something charming about the area. Maybe it's just, like, it reminds him of home in so many ways. But yeah, of course, like a seafood dinner. It's like, yeah, we can get this down on the coast, as we say.
Keep your Pokemon away from the dinner table. Because so many of them are... seafood.
Oh, right. They don't really show what they're eating, though, or whether or not any of them
No, that's
Pokemon.
My complaint. They don't actually have the fucking dinner. This guy invited me over because he wanted to talk about my adventures so far and all the various gym battles that I'd won, Wellington Smith, and all of the capitalist endeavors that I've begun.
Yeah.
And then he sits me down with that lady, and then they say that they're going to give us a delightful dinner from the best seafood restaurant in Galar. And then he leaves. He leaves before they even give us the first course. Not even a fucking hors d'oeuvre.
Yeah. And we were asked to leave too? Or could we have stayed and just enjoyed the lunch?
No, I wandered around and nobody offered me any food. I couldn't even talk to the bartender.
You're underage. He took one look at you and he's like,
my age is unclear. We try not to touch that in our role-playing. I don't know how... Wellington Smith is gotta be at least mid-20s, I would think. If not, like,
I'm thinking 30 like,
and up.
You know, like, almost 40. I think this is a guy who's, already launching businesses.
Yeah, he's been around the block. He's not, like, some wonder kind who's, like, fucking... He's one of those little, like, tweens who gets on Shark Tank, Sharpedo Tank.
Well, Drew England's enchanted. Let's talk about what we did in the interim, Joshua. There was some trading to be done.
Oh, yeah.
And some evolving to be done, because...
Unbeknownst to one of the parties involved.
We tried last week. I don't know how much of it's going to end up in the episode, but we tried for, honestly, a God's honest 20 minutes to battle one another, and couldn't wrap our like tiny noodle brains around the online features of Pokemon Sword and Shield. So we eventually had to
and
just
bug
give
catchers,
up.
As you know, we're recording in a void because we're at least 3, maybe 4 weeks out from wherever the actual live episodes are. So none of you can yell at us and like tell
Help us
how
is what
to
he meant.
Do something. So we had to try to figure it out on our own, and we all know that that usually means we just give up.
Yeah, so we gave up, and then I realized, like, no, I really want Galar Farfetch'd, and it's not available in my game. So I said, Josh, you owe me one. We recorded the negotiation, I think, didn't we? Or was that off air? He has a number of demands. We did
definitely not record that.
He has a number of demands.
Oh, no, we recorded it in the last episode.
I'm in the worst possible place to be with a businessman like Sir Wellington Smith.
I'm not knighted yet. Not quite yet, at least.
Okay. I'm in the worst place, which is like I owe him like a favor, you know? That's in his pocket now.
Yeah, just another one of the Galar regions.
That's how he does it.
Fat cats in my pocket.
That's how he does it. That's how he gets his way. Galar region fat cat. But anyway, we got online.
Well, you were my opening to prize open that oyster of New England for my business entities to make their way over there.
Yeah, and vacation affinities.
Perhaps vice versa, because there is somebody who we met this week.
No, I want to talk about the online thing.
He's really got a good idea. Okay, it's related to that.
Okay, so we got online to do some trading because you sent me the Farfetched. And then we figured it out. It turns out you're in like an entirely different menu. You hit Y.
Yeah.
I'm sure they explained it to me at some point. I'm sure I hammered through the explanation.
But I don't always hammer through everything, and I didn't ever see anything about that. Well, all that we ever saw was just like on the left side of the screen was this barrage of like random icons that... Theoretically, nobody explained
to us. Well, that's what I
want to
talk about, because we did it. We got online and we traded. It was still even difficult, because it was like, we had to like set codes and find one another. But once we got in the groove, we figured it out. And it was pretty breezy.
Yeah, once we knew how to get to that part of the menu.
You sent me Galar, Farfetched. I sent you Haunter, Live Free or Die.
Which was not endorsed that trade. He was like, oh, also, I gotta evolve this Haunter.
Yeah, and then it evolved into a Gengar, and you sent it back to me, thankfully. I don't remember what I sent you back. I think maybe another Haunter.
Yeah.
So enjoy. You netted out of that. Oh, no, I remember what I sent you. Something I caught in a den. One of the yuckiest dens I've been in so far.
That's on the next round, because we closed out that transaction. And then I was just like innocently trying to play Pokemon, and then Tanner like happened to text me, and then he derailed my whole thing for like 15 minutes. Because then 5 minutes after that, you were like, have another favor.
You sent me a Farfetch'd, but to get Sirfetch'd, who I was after, I needed Farfetch'd to be holding a leak, because if it's not holding a leak, the evolution mechanic of getting three critical hits in a row would be like exponentially more difficult, because I guess leaks improve the critical hit chance.
Right.
So Josh had to get back online and send me a leak. I don't even remember who you sent it aboard, a roly-coly.
Yeah, because I have a bunch of those.
Yeah, and then I sent over the nightmare.
This castaway. Yeah.
We don't have to get there yet, though. I don't know if he's been incorporated into your team or not. He's just quite a character.
He's not really allowing himself to not be part of the team. He's a bit of a showman.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I've seen The Greatest Showman. This is The Greatest Show.
He's got this soapbox he's always like tap dancing on, and then he just starts yelling at everybody and the rest of the troop.
Yeah. Let's get there when we get there, Joshua. Anyway, I've had the online features on ever since, and I actually love them, and I think they're great.
I guess I have, because...
You have to go into, like, your menus and turn on your internet connection to, like, make it work.
Well, I think it's been on. Is that why I met, when I was in
the wild area,
I met somebody called King Petty, who gave me a pound of pasta, and I was like...
Say it again?
What? His name was King Petty. And then someone was talking at me in Spanish and French.
Yeah, it's wild. Once you turn it on.
Those are just players.
Those are just players. And you get little NPCs. Stickers, and you can turn on like trade cards. So like other people have trade cards on, and you'll just get other people's like cool ass like trading cards. It makes yours look shitty by comparison. Everyone's got cool ass tents. You can go cook with people.
Because they've been playing for
I'm the Curry King, by the way.
Years.
I'm the Curry King.
How'd you become the Curry
King? Just really
king?
Good at making the curries. Every kind of curry. Have you even touched curries yet?
Yeah.
I'm the king of curries. Don't you dare. Don't you dare fucking come for my title or my crown, because I'm the king of curries.
I guarantee that I won't.
Good. Don't. Because I'm the king of curries, and there's no one. I'm
Why
cannot be deposed.
Smith doesn't cook his own curry. You know, we got staff for that.
You should see the stuff Drew England's making. God, he's just so enchanted
with
Galar. Like he's throwing like apples, berries in there.
I don't like it.
He's making sweet curries. Oh, and he and Farfetch'd are like Roop, 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 and then they love it. There's like a little cutscene after you make
curry. They do. I don't know if they always make the same sound.
Well, they do. They do when I do it because my curries are all really good. Because I'm the king of curries.
Listen, I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. I already have to cook enough in that. I don't have time to be cooking in this game, too. And I don't like cooking at all, in general, in real life or in a game.
That sounds like the words of a man who is not a threat to me or my title or my crown.
Who was the top ramen king in college?
Who, you?
Yeah, I used to have like three pots going at the same time, feeding my whole house of drunk idiot friends.
Should have.
Well,
Josh's noodle stand.
Providing me with the PBRs and the Four Locos that I needed.
I love it. I keep it on all the time now, especially when I'm whizzing.
I mean,
through.
I do
it also
too,
makes
I
it makes the wild area so much easier because now when you go into den fights, like other people actually come join you, and they have like level 100
Pokemon.
Yeah, I never
knew how to do that.
They blast it
when I first played this. I had one where it was like a, you know, because it looks like who's that Pokemon?
Yeah.
And then when you're trying to go into the den, yeah. And this one was basically a little orb with like a couple of bulbous parts. And I thought maybe it could like randomly be a shaman, the like mythical Pokemon or legendary.
Do they show up
like,
in dens? Well, it
probably not, but I don't know what the hell is going on. I think that's an event Pokemon on top of it, but whatever. So I was like, I gotta get in there. And then like someone joined me and we go in and then it's just a giant Wulu. What are we saying? What are you saying?
Wulu.
You say it.
Wulu. It's Wool.
It was a giant Wulu. And this trainer brought in an Eternatus.
Wulu. Like, do we say Wulu?
The most.
Eternatus? What's Eternatus?
I don't think you should look it up. Eternatinus or whatever. It's in this game. It's a mythical.
Okay, I'm not going to look it up.
But they brought that into this battle with a Wulu and then just blasted it with like infinity, like diamond beam or fucking whatever it was. And then it just immediately died.
Yeah.
But why is this person wasting their time with a Wulu? Or did they get conned where
they
thought it was
sucking
a shaman
up all these,
as well?
Like, all these drops, you know? These dens
I did get
have
some
like
sweet
drops.
Items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we get back to the wild region in a second. Joshua, you should probably start where we started in Galar Mine number 2. This place is just overrun with mines. So many mines that they just have to like build major highways through them, like this one.
And there's so many that they stopped giving them any interesting name. It's just number 1, number 2.
Yeah, or really any interesting
number 99
like Pokemon or battles.
I mean, they look better than a traditional cave because they have those beautiful like gemstones and like ponds of water, yeah. But like It's a cave.
Baddie's in here. He will give you his card. I love these cards. I think they're so fun. I think this game's great, by the way.
Oh, I like it.
It's really easy.
I mean, I feel invigorated.
I have half a million Poké Dollars. Or I guess I have had half a million Poké Dollars at one point in time.
You figured out how to Mayor Chief.
I figured out how to get good, Joshua.
We'll have to learn about that later.
There's nothing really much. I mean, I didn't really see much else of note, except you make me barf Pokemon of the week.
Stunfisk?
Galar Stunfisk, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say it if you didn't.
Really terrible. They've evolved here to be like the apex predator species. If you like step on it or you reach in and try to grab its like Pokeball notch.
Yeah, it looks like a little Pokeball in the overworld.
Its tail will whip over and spike you because it's like a living bear trap now.
And often positioned strategically enough in the path that it is somewhat difficult to avoid them and you really have to pay attention.
Yeah, and they suck and they're ugly. And remember, those things don't
even
evolve.
They're so annoying to fight.
I hate Stunfisk.
No, it's so ugly.
You run into...
It's a child's drawing.
You run into... What's her name? Lily? The professor? His assistant? Who's just the professor?
Oh, I don't remember what her name is.
I think she's the one who gives you an escape rope, which is my item finder of the week. Because now it's just a key item.
I didn't even notice
that. Yeah, someone just hands you an escape rope, and then you go into your inventory, and it's a key item. You can just use it anytime.
Okay, I mean...
It's great.
We don't, it's a dumbing down.
Quality
like
of life.
Some of the dumbing down has gone too far.
Wow, it feels so leisurely.
Escape
you know?
Ropes are like $350. Like, we don't need a permanent free one.
I think that's the point, Joshua. It's like a
you
UI
should have
issue.
To be caught unprepared.
I'm always going to have to buy 350 escape ropes and just like keep them with me at all times. No, you've just got one now. Don't worry about
no,
it.
No, you just need to have 500,000 Pokebucks sitting around for some reason.
It's not hard.
Who's the capitalist pig now? It's Drew England.
Still you. He's just coming to reap, like, it's the Galler dream. Immigrant comes from New England. Like, strikes it.
Comes from New
big.
England.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it big.
Reaps the rewards of this, like, bountiful nation.
With their socialized escape ropes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then...
And we had to come in here because this is where What's-His-Face, who is the gym leader in Motostoke, that's it, trains in here.
Yeah.
Because he's a fire-type trainer, and he's like, the best place to train my fire-type Pokemon is here because they have to go up against water.
I like him. I like that he always has that little like towel around his neck, and he's always sort of like sprinting around.
Yeah, I love his little
doing his like
sprint.
Little calisthenics sprint.
It's kind of a little trot. Yeah, yeah.
He's funny.
He is getting accosted. Team Yell is in here for some reason.
All over the place,
like yelling.
Marnie's
at him.
Here. Marnie's very nice, and I like her a lot. And I like her Pokemon. I like that weird.
Well, wait a what? Second. I mean, we fight her in the Badoo Inn. We could just
oh,
talk
right.
about it
no,
now.
No, no, no.
We
right.
don't fight her. In
you're
here.
Right. You're right. You're right. They're initially
because I have something to
initially
say.
They're blocking off the entrance here. Because they don't want you to, you know, proceed back to Motostoke before you beat whoever was last week.
Nessa?
But then once you have beaten Nessa, they've moved inside and you can battle them in here. Did you have something you wanted to say about them?
I have nothing to say about them. I have something to say about Marnie. So I'm waiting until we get to the Badoo drop in, which is next. Well, wait.
We also learn about Pokemon jobs.
Oh,
while
yeah.
we're in the buddy. Galler Mine 2.
You don't have to tell Wellington Smith about Pokejobs.
They didn't really like
whole empire.
Do a deep dive when they taught us about it earlier, but now someone's here and they're like, you want to do a deep dive on Pokemon jobs? I'm like, yeah, please. And I'm really concerned about the ethics of Pokemon jobs. Because you just hire out your team to go.
Josh
like,
is. Wellington Smith is not, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
You hire them out, and you can, like specific jobs want specific types of Pokemon. Like, we're making 1,000,000, like, cherry tarts.
I got some
Can
quotes.
You send a Bounta sweet or whatever, you know, or a Cherum?
I took a bunch of photos of this because I think it poses... It poses interesting questions in a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
So, for example, I mean, also, the Hop explains part of it, at least, at some point. And I took a photo of him because I was like, oh, this guy is like some corpo like propagandist because he just
sure.
goes,
yeah,
oh, you know, basically you can have your Pokemon go about and help companies or other folks who are in need of something. Help. Just help. You
help.
Know, I don't care yeah. if they're paid or not. You're helping all these corporations.
Well,
although
you do get paid.
Rather, I do. Yeah, you do get paid.
You get paid.
I have a question.
Not your Pokemon.
Yeah, you get paid, not the Pokemon. The Pokemon get EXP, so maybe they enjoy that. I don't really know if they do.
I don't really get into whether it feels good or
question,
not to get an EXP.
My question is, well, ethically, I don't know what order to tackle this in. Because
yeah.
I have two questions.
Troubling.
Should I just say yeah. my two questions? Well, two comments. One comment yeah. and a question. Mm-hmm. My comment is... that these all have like their little descriptions. So Turfield Orchards, that's J.K. Rowling's company. She says, no, yeah,
good.
Is that every episode? Let's see if I can do it.
I think so.
Nobody can deny that grass type Pokemon are the best at handling plants. We would be overjoyed if some could help us out. It's just to help innocently helping.
Yeah.
Waylord Aquaculture is looking for bug types because the only Pokemon capable of creating nets that are both durable and flexible are bug type. We want
wow,
you.
It really is just industry.
Yeah. And okay. So I think that the phrasing is all very like, just help us, you know?
Just help us.
Whatever. We're an innocent. Now, here's my next question.
We're going to fucking work. We're going to make it poop out so much fucking silk. Right. It's going to come back to you exhausted.
And it will comment when you get them back whether or not they did a good job.
It's going to feel so good because it's going to get so much experience.
They don't even always do a good job. And then the like manager is like, well, you know, they could have done a little bit better. We had to deny them the lunch break.
Yeah. You got to send who they want. It should be right up Wellington Smith Smith's alley because it's more stratified.
No, it is. I'm analyzing this as Josh, who actually does support workers' rights. Wellington Smith Smith loves this whole situation. I mean, his empire is built on the backs of Pokemon labor, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but my question is for our both, I guess, podcast and to some extent Pokemon game canon.
Yeah.
Are these all new corporations that we need to evaluate in our overall leaderboard, or are these just small business owners? These are small businesses, though. They're SMBs, baby, I think.
I think we'd want to see whether or not
I think they have an umbrella. They probably have an
franchise.
Umbrella.
Yeah, are these? Yeah. I think we're not doing anything lower than national brands, you know?
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't even want to do regional. You know, stay away from me with like Kroger. Not interested.
Yeah. If it's not a Stop and Shop or a Safeway, just get away.
No, those are those absolutely not national? They don't have those everywhere.
What's
no.
national?
Grocery stores
Kroger?
Are off the table.
Kroger
the, no.
is
grocery
trying
stores
to...
are off the table. Kroger, grocery stores are off the table.
I encourage you, and I encourage every listener of this podcast to subscribe to Jed Legum's
Walgreens
popular information newsletter because he's been popping up. He's always popping off. And he's been ranting about Kroger because they're trying to merge with Albertsons, I believe, and that will create the largest supermarket conglomerate in the country, and it's going to drive everyone's costs up, and it's going to eliminate, it's going to leave us with like three that just own everything, and it should be opposed. So, but unless
I agree.
In this context,
I agree with you.
Unless
here's my take.
It's a Kroger's Albertsons, we're not interested.
Here's my take on the whole situation. Our Krogers were called King Supers in Colorado.
That's
first
right.
Of all.
Yeah.
Far superior. And Albertsons was the bad one. You didn't go to Albertsons. Gross.
Huh.
You go to King Supers.
Well, it seems that they've lowered their standards because now they want those also.
Well,
I think Safeway's not national.
Yeah, Safeway in Colorado.
I feel like
too.
That
no,
one
it's a
maybe
West Coast
is.
Thing.
Okay. Well,
it's called something else.
And Central
Safeco
Market and QFC, but I know those are regional.
I don't care to talk about the grocery stores.
Yeah, we're not
up.
Talking
I care
about
to talk about...
Got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, so we love it. I love... you love Pokemon Jobs. I think it's pretty unethical, but I have been sending
I always
Pokemon
have Pokemon,
Pokemon
out
jobs.
There. Oh, yeah. In fact, it's... And I would give this, in terms of gameplay, it has encouraged me to capture a lot more Pokemon, even though with this role-playing, I'm, you know, somewhat limited.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm catching basically every Pokemon I see now.
Sure.
Because I want to send them off to work.
Yeah, I want to send them off to work. Also, like the just fun wonder trade. There's like a mode on the online menu where you can just be like, I'll just trade whatever fucking Pokemon for whatever fucking Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then you can just send one off. And every now and then you'll get like a ping back. And it's like, someone just trade you, like your Durant is gone. Here's a, you know, whatever. Maybe you'll get something good in there. What was that legendary you said earlier?
I try, but I haven't gotten anything good. I thought that you...
No, I haven't really gotten anything good. But maybe you could.
We don't have
maybe
anything good, though.
I had a pretty cool Durant.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Joshua. We've erupted from the cave, and we're here back at Motostoke. We've just done a big circle.
Yes.
We're not
we're
quite
in the
there.
Outskirts.
We're in the outskirts, yes. The route was previously blocked off by like a Corviknight, I think, last time we were here.
And there's a few trainers here.
Yeah.
There was one I would like to issue a trainer danger about.
Okay.
I don't recall the fellow's name.
Police Officer Raymond?
Trainer danger for, but what is it? Police Officer Raymond?
He's the only male trainer in the area.
Yeah.
Unless it was Madame
See,
Caroline.
I don't love that either. He's the only male trainer and it's like some cop on this route. And he also
Raymond,
he goes,
yeah.
Hello, hello, what's all this then? Fancy a scrap with a copper? Like, what the fuck?
No, God, why is that? Why do you come at me with
that
like, aggression?
At all.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be like, I mean, I don't know why he's out here policing all these
mediate.
Women, first of all. But shouldn't you like not be out here battling ambiguously aged trainers?
You work for me.
Yeah,
those
exactly.
are my POCA credit dollars. You know how much money I have to pay in taxes every year? I have 500,000 POCA dollars.
Wellington Smith does not pay his fucking, well, some extent of taxes that you know that I can't domicile somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that I can get accosted by this guy with the fucking like Pillsbury Doughboy face cop who acts like he's your friend.
Typical.
And he's just trying to lock you up for something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always been a little strange that you fight cops in general in these games, and that it's, is it a trainer type that we need? I would probably argue no. They just always have a Growlithe.
Yeah, this one just had a Growlithe. Oh, because I guess it's a dog, the dog type Pokemon.
Yeah, they always have a Growlithe since they're
It's such an odd choice, because there's so many better dogs that they could have.
Why wouldn't they give them the in this game, the whatever Yamper's evolution is?
Yeah, or from the old games, whatever the like little gray dog.
Houndor or Houndoom would make a lot of sense too. They could have a variety of dogs to at least make it a little bit more interesting.
Joshua.
Motostoke. We're back.
After this break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, bug catchers. Welcome back, Joshua, to Motostoke City, isn't it? You busy? It was because I was a killer Galar region accent.
Wait, can you do it again?
Yeah, I said we're back in Motostoke City. Now I can't do it again.
In it?
Let me try. Motostoke City, isn't it?
In it? Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. I only have one thing to say, and it's that Tanny Sweetie is here. It's Fireman Octillery.
I'm looking at this. You put a screenshot, which is very nice of you, into our document. I missed this completely.
You kind of have to walk down this like this sort of like difficult to see like foreground alley right in front of the fire station.
Yeah.
And then it pulls the camera back and you see they have this huge like coat of arms above their fire station on like a big copper plate. And it's... Octillery and a little fireman
it's
outfit.
Really really nice and thank you for
that
pointing
Pokemon
this out
tattoo you
for
just
me.
Got
I did I tell you that
on this one
well did I tell you that my idea is to put an Octillery the Mewtwo is on my right arm and now I have an idea to put an Octillery on my left arm shooting Octazooka over at the Mewtwo because then I could That's also good. Add a Shadow Ball to the Mewtwo and then it looks like they're fighting.
Wow, complex.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
So, don't count me out on the Octillery tattoo, although I don't know if I would do normal Octillery, beta version Octillery, which is
the
like
tank.
The tank one, or now Fireman Octillery.
Yeah, Fireman Octillery is pretty cool.
That's a lot to think about.
Fireman Octillery would be good on like a hat.
Yeah, that's
before I went
a great
into
idea.
Motostoke Arena, Joshua, I took you up on your offer to head back to the Wild Arena and really get competitive about Rotom Rally.
Oh yeah, I did try it out a few times as a result
I only
of your
did,
recommendation.
I only did one route, I think, that I felt good about. And at the time, I thought it was the longest route. It was from Giant's Seat to Meetup Point, where you first come into the wild area.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm timing myself on now. But if you want to talk about Rotom Rally, talk about our scores. I have 11,533. What are you at? And what should we?
How
what
do
are
I
the
even
what
check
routes?
That?
What do you mean? What? How do you check that? They tell you at the end of every race, and you take a screenshot of it.
Well, I didn't.
Doesn't count unless there's a screenshot.
Whatever. It's definitely not 11,000.
What are some of the routes? I think everything that you can reach from Meetup Point, the like spot when you first come into
the
wild
main
area on the train
to Motostoke. Yeah.
No, not Motostoke. The train station on the other side.
Oh, well, I didn't even go. I didn't even know that that's where one of them was. The one that I was interacting with was the guy who stands out front of Motostoke.
Okay, fine. How about this? Let's do, how about this? This time next week, now we've established that we've got Rotom Rally. We're competitive.
I just feel like it doesn't really, it's not really a one-to-one like Mantine Surf was, though, because...
It will be. Listen, we're going to go...
We need to agree on what the roots are. Like, that's what I didn't I'm even about know to tell that
you.
That was a
that's
root.
That's what I'm about to tell you, Joshua. Listen to me. All the places that are accessible from the bottom of the staircase at Motostoke City, those are the places that we're setting times for. There's probably like, what, three or four?
No, there's like one or two. So I think we probably should use...
We're starting this, there for next
use
week.
Use that train station one is better.
No, no, no. Next week we're doing Motostoke Staircase. The two routes that are available from Motostoke Staircase, we're setting times on those and we're coming back to talk about our times and our scores. Not okay. Our times, our scores.
Okay, I think it's like very low, but whatever. We can say that now. I think we might have to recalculate that once offline, once we actually try this again, but...
I've gotten 11,000 on one of these routes.
I mean, the ones that are outside Motostoke are just a fraction of that. Like, I don't even think it's interesting.
All right.
I was like, let's I don't know why this guy likes fucking Rotom Rally.
It's just, it's
well, but
enchanting.
I didn't get to do your route. Like, mine was like, it felt like it was for a child, which, to be fair,
yeah,
could be.
Yeah, so you're losing now, but this next week we'll come back.
No, I'm DQ.
We'll run the same routes.
It's a draw. It's like no competition.
I have a score on the board and you don't.
That's no competition. That's not, I can't lose. I didn't compete.
effects of climate change are really real here in the wild area. It can be like blizzarding in one area, sunny in the next. I had that down as like part of my tight five for the wild area.
Okay. Good. You want to make sure that you would get that one in there. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, yeah, that's true. It would be a nightmare being out here based on that.
My trainer danger of the week, you had one, I have one. It's these guys who you go to spend watts on. When you first bike up to them, I put a picture in the notes. Bike up to them to spend your watts, they always have this like really huge upsetting grin on their face, like manic grin.
Well, it looks like
mouth wide
it's kind
open,
of like a vampiric mouth, like he's gonna bite your neck.
Yeah, it's really scary.
It's very hostile, and they're always wearing sort of like insurrectionist sunglasses, day or night.
Yeah, and like NASCAR outfits. I don't really get these guys. But then, you know what? I got watts to spend.
Yeah, we gotta make balls. Gotta make a living, yeah.
Cool. And then, yeah, like I said, I got really into camping out here, really connected with my...
I did spend a lot of
outdoorsy
time
side.
Because I was trying to catch Pokemon to send off to the mines.
Yeah.
Or the hotel reception at the Budu drop-in, because they do want normal-type Pokemon for that one.
And all these battles, these den battles, net you so many fucking like items and TRs and TMs.
Yeah,
and
it's really cool nutso.
It's great. I love it. So we're done out here. We're agreed on the Rotom Rally for next week. Great. Good. Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah. Theoretically, whatever outside Motostoke to, one of them is the nursery. And then I can't remember what the other one is. I think there's another one. But if it's only the nursery, we're going to have to reevaluate this.
All right. We'll see. We'll come back to you. We'll discuss it offline and we'll come back to you with some recommendations and we'll set some scores. Anything else you want to talk about in the wild area before we head back into Motostoke?
No.
Okay. Motostoke City. We're back.
Oh, wait,
it's the same as before.
I did something. Okay.
Okay. We'll cut that.
Yeah, cut that. I have one other thing to say about two Pokemon. So I think this is the first ever Pokechex Yourselves segment.
Okay.
Because
when you say Pokechex yourself, you're talking to the Pokemon.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Well, these two in particular, because I caught both a Duskull and a Litwick.
Litwick?
Mm-hmm. And
Litwick.
It's a call. Yeah. Call back to Detective Pikachu. Litwick! That's how they say it here, yeah.
That's how they say it in Galar.
Litwick. So, their Pokédex entries... Duskull says it finds bad children who don't listen to their parents and spirits them away.
Okay.
Or so it's said. And then Litwick's, says, takes lost children by the hand to guide them to the spirit world.
Yeah.
And it seems sort of like there's some sort of like symbiotic relationship between these two, and or some sort of a lesson is really trying to be shoved down our throats. If you are a bad, misbehaving child.
I've only ever seen one piece of media about a child being spirited away, and it was called Spirited Away.
Well, that kind of turned out to be a delight, but I don't really
know what business kids would have in the spirit world, you know? It's sort of like a pretty mischievous place.
No, and there's like a lot
The one girl I've seen there was pretty out of place, in fact. She didn't really
fit in. Very out of place, yeah. And yeah. I feel that the spirit world in the Poke Earth would probably be a lot more demented.
Yeah. Well, I've already seen some of these freaks.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I also, when I was pulling the exact quote, I noticed that the shield Pokedex entry for Litwick is, the younger the life this Pokemon absorbs, the brighter and eerier the flame on its head
He's
burns.
Absorbing it now? It's, yeah, absorbing, it's absorbing them now? So, I thought it was taking them to the spirit world.
And if it's a
world.
Baby, then it's going to be the most powerful.
It's
going to
be so bright.
That
Were
case.
You looking for especially bright Duskulls when you were looking for them?
Well, you need
when
them
when you're out hunting Duskull hunting.
Well, I need them to light up. I need them to light up the mines for all the
Just bring like a wheelbarrow full of babies.
Yeah, and carcoles. Yeah, but it's quite an agenda Pokemon Company here has with all of the Pokemon being either kidnapped, hypnotized, spirited
kidnappers.
Away,
hypnotizers.
Well, no, because hypno. Maybe it's maybe it's not age
children's
dependent
dreams.
In hypno, and it's just people in general. But Driftbloom or Driftblim definitely steal children. So there's a lot of like kidnapping, and
that's why children are given Pokemon in this world.
Oh, you need
to protect
they need them
from
them
all the
to not get spirited away.
Snatcher Pokemon, yeah,
yeah. It's so I wouldn't go out here if I were a child. In this wild area.
Welcome back to Motor Stoke City, Gov. Would you like to stay at the Budu Drop-In, isn't it?
It was nice knowing that like 10% of our listeners came from the UK until this season.
Yeah.
And now we'll lump them in with the French as some country that's been insulted enough. The Australians seem to like it.
Yeah, they're...
the good sports.
Masochists.
Yeah, that's it.
Motor Stoke, Budu Drop-In, Joshua.
We have to sleep it off before we
can
go to the
competition. They make us stay here every night. Like, every time we come here, they're like, you have to stay at the Budu Drop-In. No option.
Yeah.
The story doesn't progress unless you do. Once again, we ran into Marnie here and her goon squad.
Yeah.
Team Yale.
Yeah. Her groupies. You alluded to this. So she's got a Krogunk, a Scraggy, and then she has a Mouse Hunters.
Mouse Hunter.
More Pico. Do you remember Mouse Hunters, the segment?
Yeah. Mouse it's Hunters. Back. It's been a while.
I don't even think it ever had a theme. Here it is. More Pico.
More Pico. Definitely.
So this is the regional Pikachu.
Pikachu.
What do we think about this?
It's cute. It does a thing halfway through the fight with Marnie where it's in full belly mode, which is cute.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like a chubby little Pikachu with like a buck tooth, and half of it is sort of brownish and half of it is kind of like blackish.
The buck tooth rubs me the wrong way because that's like so easy.
Oh, that's the cutest part.
It's too easy. That's
too easy.
So
good for me.
Too easy.
Yeah. And it's electric type. It's really Pikachu. But then I don't understand quite how it switches, but for some reason it switches over to Hangry mode.
Every turn.
Where it turns.
I think it alternates
every turn?
Turn. Yeah.
Oh.
And then so, it has a signature move, Aura Wheel. Aura Wheel.
Aura Reel.
Which switches between being electric or dark. That's it. Based on whether Morpeko is full belly mode or hangry mode.
Yeah, it's electric when it's full belly. It's dark when it's hangry. But surely, at the end of the turn, you're just dark when it's in, like, defense mode, right?
Hangry is
it's
dark.
What? I know. I'm saying if it's at the start of the turn, if it's full belly mode, that's when you're attacking. And end of the turn, if that's when it's hangry mode, that's when you're defending.
Oh.
So you're defending dark, but you're attacking electric. Right? Is that what it means?
When Morpeko enters a battle for the first time, it is in full belly mode and Aura Wheel is electric type. At the end of each turn, Morpeko changes form, while in hangry mode, Aura Wheel becomes dark type. I don't remember what happened in this battle then. There's no reason that they would ever make it even trigger Aura Wheel becoming dark type if you can never use it. So it must be end of the full turn, and then the next cycle it is dark mode, so it's alternating electric or dark, I presume. I paid more attention to this battle, but I think I also killed it in like one turn.
That makes
turn.
Sense. It's off and on. I like it. I did kill it in one turn. Like hangry mode is not very good.
It's got more going. There's more thought to this mouse than many of the other regional variants. So
I like it. And I like Marnie too. I think she's nice.
I don't have a problem with her.
I don't like her boys, but I like her.
Yeah, she's got sort of a toxic fandom.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm not going to make any comparisons to any real world pop stars because we don't need that for this podcast.
Who would it be? Tay?
I am not going to say one way or another.
Motostoke Stadium, Joshua, the challenge this week is, it was a fire type. It's Kabu.
Kabu.
And the challenge this week, what was it?
Oh, I think it's a catching contest. You have to just catch fire type Mon.
Oh yeah, it's a catching contest.
You get 1 point if you knock out any of them, and you get 2 if you actually capture them, and you need 5 points to advance.
Right.
And then there's other trainers, NPCs that are there, and they will join you on the battle, so you have to try to predict whether or not they're going to like kill it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it was easy.
I just went and knocked out 5 Pokemon because I didn't care. I wanted the experience.
I got 6. I just caught them. I caught 3.
Oh, no, I killed 5. And then you head into the battle with Kabu. Let me tell you how my battle with Kabu went. Or sorry, Drew England's battle with Kabu went. I put a little GIF in here to kind of explain it. At the start of the battle, Kabu has 3 Pokemon. He has a Ninetales, he has an Arcanine, and he has a Scentiscorch.
Yeah,
the big boy. At the start of the battle, I had Crawdon out, and I Dynamaxed him. And I killed Ninetales with 1 Max Geyser. I killed Arcanine with 1 Max Geyser. And then the GIF I have hidden here, Joshua, as I sat and watched Kabu as he Dynamaxes his, or Gigantamaxes, I guess, right?
I think so, yeah.
His Scentiscorch. And then I just blasted away in one.
It's a big, elaborate scene of bringing this thing out. And then it just gets Max Geysered. And it's just immediately dead. You could barely even watch the HP bar.
So we had a really pretty easy run through Motostoke Stadium this week. Yeah. Drew England and Crawdon.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing with, I think it's probably Max Geyser. It's whatever Water Pulse becomes when it's Dynamaxed Drizzile. It was also 1-hit KO for all of them.
Yep.
Classic Fire-type gym leader stuff.
Yep.
Even though this is the one who multiple trainers and just random citizens on your journey are like, oh, Kabu, like,
he's the one to watch out for.
He's the one that, like, many trainers never make it any further, and they end their gym challenge here.
It occurred to me we didn't do our teams, and we probably should.
Well,
but
are we battling? Are we going to try to do that?
Oh, yeah, we have to battle. Oh, yeah, of course. And I'm going to destroy you.
Yeah, because you're overleveled, as usual.
Your mom is overleveled. Let's talk about...
I feel like that would be good unless you're saying she's like very old, which is rude.
After gym cutscene where you're approached by Kabu and Milo and Nessa, because apparently this whole thing has been like the tutorial, you know, plateau where we've just been like learning the ropes of Pokemon Sword and Shield. And now the real challenge begins.
I hope so.
Like we've just sort of done the beginner circuit of the Pokemon League challenge.
Yeah.
So. I'm excited to go out into the real world, Joshua, and let me tell you team I'm going to bring out there in Level Check.
Level Check.
Drew England is representing Maine, of course, Clamshack, Crawdon, level 32.
Good, congrats on the evolution.
Huge. Rhode Island, big blue bug orb beetle, level 32.
There's another one. I really enjoyed orb beetle when I played this the first time.
Chopping Block, Vermont's Pick, Ben & Jerry's, Vanillite, level 31, it doesn't even evolve into Vanillish until level 35. And I don't even know what a level it evolves into Triple Cone. I imagine it's like 80. So I don't know if I have the patience for the Vanillite line. Well, but I have to find something Vermonty to run it replace it. Of course.
Well, we talked about Alcremie.
Bring that in. Don't make me do Alcremie. Representing New Hampshire, live free or die, Gengar, level 32.
Ouch. I mean, that's probably why I'm going to lose.
And then
you have
thank
more
you,
evolutions than me.
Respete to Joshua for sending me Farfetch'd, Galarian Farfetch'd, which I have since evolved into Sirfetch'd with the odd 3 critical hit in a row evolution mechanic. I did it in battle.
What a delight that
with,
thing is.
With Kabu. Or not with Kabu, with it's one of his, one of the people out in one of the double battles.
Yeah, one of his lackeys.
Yep. And then, so Sirfetch'd. His name is Green Monster, level 32.
What is the Green Monster?
That's the name of the outfield wall at Fenway Stadium in Boston. It's a big green wall, and it weirdly cuts off the outfield in an odd way, and home run hitters like to aim for it.
Straightforward.
Yeah. He's got a big green shield. He's got a big green shield.
Yeah. All right. Fine.
And then representing Connecticut, Joshua, I really had to like meditate on this because I've really struggled with New England Cottontail, my score bunny. Because, sure, we have New England Cottontails. Is that what represents the great state of Connecticut? No.
What does?
So I thought, what does? Well, being about halfway between New York and Boston is notable. But then I thought, well, Hartford is the insurance capital of the world.
Oh,
Connecticut has a reputation for being greedy, wealthy. So I thought, what's the greediest Pokemon I can think of? And I searched greediest Pokemon, and it said, you'll be surprised, Tanner. You've already killed a million of them. So welcome to the team, the representative of Connecticut, Big Insurance, Greedent, level 32.
Big Insurance. Oh, I get it. Greedy. Okay. Yeah.
And his whole thing is like, you know, eating up all the berries.
True That's to their like name, Greedent are extremely greedy and gluttonous. Bulbapedia.
Yep. No one better for Connecticut, I think. Maybe a basic choice. And one of these Pokemon that seems to use the stockpile mechanic in a way that I find frustrating. But welcome to the team.
I think you're broadening your horizons because you'll be running a normal type.
On ice, how about them apples, Applin? We don't even get the like apple that it needs to evolve into a big apple pie until like after Gym 6. So he's boxed.
Oh, okay. Well, then wasn't that Massachusetts? So yeah, you're going to have to decide between.
Now Sirfetch'd is Massachusetts. Yeah, someday I'll have to make a tough decision. I'm not worrying about that until after the 6th gym, Joshua. Don't bring it up.
Yeah, that's after 6th gym, Drew England's problem.
Yeah. Who are you working with?
Wellington
Sir,
Smith. I'm not
businessman
knighted.
Wellington Smith.
Thank you. Galton Drizzile still here, level 30.
Were you in like the Great War or something? Can I call you like Sergeant Smith or something? It seems like I should be treating you with some kind of honorific, you know?
Well, I kind of know my way around a law book. You maybe call me an Esquire.
Yeah, perfect. That's really
business law.
It'll roll off the tongue. Esquire Smith. Who's on your team?
Well, it would be Smith Esquire.
Right, of course. Yeah.
And then he has Shilabeer, the Mudbray, level 29, which I'm waiting to be surprised at what level it evolves. But I suspect it. I hope it's really soon.
Yeah, that would be nice for you.
Sir Peel, the Corvusquire, level 31.
Great.
Darby Carkle, level 30.
Great.
Cubit is now a Girder, level 29.
The worst one.
Fun. Very good.
Yep.
And then we have Cadbury, who is now a Chogetic, level 31.
Chode, you said.
Chogetic.
Cool. Chodetic. When does that thing evolve into? Does that need like
a
happiness evolution?
Shiny stone. It already was a happiness evolution, and now I also have to deal with that.
Well, spend some time in wild area. I'm sure you'll fucking find one there.
The problem is
everywhere.
There was a stowaway on one of these trades that Smith got involved with, and now there's this new guy called P.T. Barnum who has been kind of getting in the turf of like Cadbury. And a number of these other Pokemon are being ruffled up by this guy.
It's newcomer.
And he's really trying to like organize them and like getting them to do tricks. It's really strange. And I don't know if you know him. He's an American.
Yeah, he came actually from my game. I caught him in a den.
Yeah. And I don't know if this guy is going to be able to hack it.
You made me name him.
P.T. Barnum, who's working on building a circus, is a Mr. Mime. Galarian Mr. Mime, level 31.
Fun. Those are kind of weird. And then it evolves into something wild, right? Mr. Rhyme?
I don't think Mr. Rhyme is in this. Isn't that...
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Generation 8.
Oh, my God, it is. Oh, he gets even more deranged.
Ice Psychic.
I mean...
Oh, that's what he already
Mr. Rhyme has a better look than Mr. Mime, actually.
Yeah, Mr. Rhyme looks like a circus.
Well, I don't know. This
ringleader.
You know, if he can, like, kind of settle down a little bit and stop trying to, like, whip the other Pokemon and, like, make them do tricks,
yeah,
he could stick around.
Ice type, always the worst.
Ice and Psychic.
Never worth it.
That's easier to look at than... Not that much easier, but easier to look at than Jinx is kind of fun. Anyway, P.T. Barnum's here.
Let's go smash these bad boys together. I'm playing Pokemon Shield, and I'm in the wild area right now. I actually have to go heal my Pokemon. Do you have to go into a Pokemon battle with Pokemon healed?
I don't know, and I'm not taking any risks after everything
you've
been through.
Good thing I've fully souped up my bike. I'll be back to the Pokemon Center in no time. I've spent all the credits possible that one can spend on their bike. Link battle. Do you want to do a single battle or a double battle?
I don't. I'm not interested in double battles at all.
In the boredom of waiting to look at your guy, in the boredom of waiting to connect with you, I started spinning my left joystick around and making my character run around in circles. And then he did a tight pirouette into like a Freddie Mercury, like finger up in the air.
That's a fun.
I recommend you try it.
Easter egg.
No restrictions. If he dies, he dies.
But it's insane that it makes you pick all of them after you choose the first one. I'm still complaining about that.
And you have to hit enter on every single one. Absolutely ridiculous. How did they not get this right after fucking 20 years of this?
Well, it takes them a few. They're always a few years behind when it comes to the internet. Well, look at your... All your
got a
bullshit.
Lot of sponsors. Dringlin's got a lot of sponsors. It's like, it's required.
Look, oh, they had to fund your trip.
Oh my God. The cameras are Rotoms, Josh.
They're being
the little drone cameras are Rotoms.
Again?
I just noticed. You can see like one of the drones in one of the shots, and it was a big white Rotom with drone wings.
So fucked up.
I hate this thing. I gotta get this thing off my team.
It's, opener was Drizzile and Vanillite. And I U-turned out, and now I got Karkul in here. Swap City. Here comes Girder.
Well, I hope he likes scalding hot water.
Oh, God.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't like it. Well.
Well, hopefully that hail will help.
That's it for him. Where did you get leftovers? You always have leftovers.
Fucking wild area, man.
Fuck. That's it for Girder.
Wow. He sucks.
I can't
believe this hail's still going.
I don't really have anything to deal with this Pokemon now, so it's probably over.
Stay in the game. Buck up. I'm bad at this, remember?
But you have all this weird shit from your wild area adventures.
Well, get good. Look at him.
God.
That is Connecticut.
Greedent. Jesus Christ. That's Connecticut for you. Stockpiling.
Oh, that's the nice part about Greedent. When it stockpiles, it gets... I don't know if that's always true. It gets a boost of special defense and defense.
Well, and my girder so was supposed to stockpiling. Be my counter for this thing.
When do you think I should drop it now? Or do you think I should go one more? Risk it?
I don't even
Let's
know.
Go one. Let's be cheeky. Let's go one more stockpile.
Yeah, Greedent would be cheeky, wouldn't he?
Ooh, now he's going to drop it. What's he going to drop? Is he going to take a big, yummy swallow, heal up, or is he going to do a big yucky spit up.
No, it's a big yucky spit up. There goes Mudbray. One hit KO. P.T. Barnum whipped that thing into shape. Oh. I don't have any psychic moves yet. Sirfetch'd is out.
Oh, you coward. You coward! Come and take it!
You're Dynamaxing?
Yeah, I was gonna hit you with a max flutterby. Because you're not a switcher, usually. The Dynamax bug type move? Quite an explosion for not much. You're still green.
Oh no, my special attack's down. Please. I mean, it's not looking good. The curtains are closing.
Well, I've already popped my Dynamax, so that could always be your saving grace. Oh, wow, here he goes. He's Gigantamaxing.
Dynamaxing.
It started raining. It's going to be annoying for all these people. Wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're sitting in a stadium that is open, and then they've already dealt with hail, and now they're dealing with a rainstorm.
Now it's raining. Yeah. And then a fist from heaven just came down and blasted Drizzile.
It's all a scheme to sell more ponchos. Branded ponchos. Sirfetch'd goes down.
Sirfetch'd is down.
You go first? Come on. Orbeetle killed Drizzile.
Giant salamander would be faster than a ladybug?
Because I'm so giant, can't my arm just like reach over to you without even having to move?
You know what I just thought of? Absolutely wild that there's a third ladybug Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I'm sure if this makes it into the episode, somebody's going to come into our mentions about how, like, oh, well, actually, Orbeetle is based on this fucking thing and
Look
not a ladybug.
Look at it. It's clearly a ladybug. I love it. I think it looks cool. I think it's fun to play.
I mean, if you were going to chop any of them, like Lydian, you chop.
Wow, two clutch fucking flinches in a row.
This is a nightmare.
Unstoppable. Let's just energy ball just for fun. Well, you have one shot, huh?
Car calls out. Just kill me, please. Well, the swapping, you don't need to do that.
I wanted everyone to have a shot. I don't want anyone to feel left out. All right, Joshua. I have defeated you. I have four Pokemon left.
Yeah, it sucks.
You have zero. I have all my sponsors will be very happy. let's head out of here, Joshua. This has been Experience Shared's Pokemon Podcast. This week we went to Maostauk City, isn't it? Next week we're headed to...
Lord knows. Hammerlock.
Hammerlock, which means we have to go through the scary part of the wild area, I think. We'll see what happens. Joshua, until then, I have been Tantascorch. You have been Fimpy Dimp. This has been Experience Share. Please do rate and review the show everywhere that you rate and view podcasts. Please do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at EXPSharePod on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can also check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where you can banter, as they say, over in the UK. Don't they love bantering? I think so. I feel like they're the inventors of banter.
No one invited me to banter in
just
all the times
like,
I've been out there.
You can enjoy classic banter like this with other bug catchers over there on the subreddit and compete in the
I get in there sometimes.
Check.
I get
saw
in there
you were just
mix
in there.
It up,
I mean,
chop
weeks
up a little
ago
bit.
At this point. Who knows where you are now. And you can also buy some sweet, sweet merch at expsharepod.com.
Looks great. My son has a 3T... EXP SharePod t-shirt that he loves. It's got Daddy and Josh on it. He says, I want my Daddy and Josh shirt.
Wow.
So, and I've got him doing like, you know, grassroots guerrilla marketing out there.
Yeah.
Another mom or dad at the Montessori school sees that. The website's right on there, EXP SharePod.
Right, yeah. And it's very parent friendly. Maybe not the child as much.
I didn't get him the Good Rod shirt.
Okay, I wanted to make that joke, but I felt it was yours to make if you wanted to.
Yeah,
that is my favorite. Goodbye. I wear the I Got That Good Rod shirt the most. It's provocative.
Then, yeah, join the subreddit, and then that's it.
That's it.
Please join us next week for Hammerlock.
Whoever lives there.
And Alola. Cheerio. Chip, chip. Cheerio.
Chip, chip. Alola, mates. And smell you later.